Chaitanya-devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana-vanita Shiva-shakam-vitam-cha, Vande Guru Nishabhaktam, Sishami-shavatarakam, Prakasham-cha-chak-chakti, Krishna-chaitanya-sanyatam, Vantitam-padmakam, Krishna-bhakta-lupa-swarupakam, Bhakta-vataram, Bhakta-kyam-namam, Bhakta-shamutikam, Narpitacharin Chirat Karunya Vitino Kalo Samaviatam Tajkar Rasa Sutatishyam Harika Prasundra Duty Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hidya Kandra Spiritu Vah Shakchi Nandana Ajana Lamba Tapuja Kamakamada Dosan Kirtanai Kaptaro Kamadayata Vishwam Haro Dijavaro Yuga Dharma Pada Vandeji Jagatri Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srinivasa Vrindavana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In this song the question is asked that what would have been, what would have happened if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come? Now that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, the world is benedicted, this gift of love of Krishna made available by the chanting of the holy names. But if he had not come, what would have happened? How could we have lived? Vasugava says, in this world we are living, but without Krishna consciousness we are not living. Achaitanya idam vishvam. This whole world is as if unconscious. So real consciousness comes when Krishna Chaitanya comes. Otherwise we are conscious, but we are not conscious of that which we should be conscious of, which is Krishna. So Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his very name means Krishna consciousness, Krishna Chaitanya. So he came, and Dasa Goswami is saying that if he had not come, how could we have sustained our lives? There's no actual life without him. And he goes on to explain that Radhar Mahima Prema Rasa Shima, that the glories of Srimati Radharani, which are the ultimate limit of loving exchanges, that no one else but he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is competent to explain it. Who has the power to explain this to the world? Prema Rasa Shima, the limit of love of God. Actually, there's no limit. But it's said as to express that there is nothing beyond this. There's nothing higher than this. So, of course, this is a very confidential subject. For the conditioned souls, even to begin to understand Krishna, is a very rare thing. All the conditioned souls are simply interested in sense gratification. And for the sake of enjoying sense gratification, they take birth in various species of life. Then very rarely one may take the human form of life. But even in the human form of life, due to being interested in sense gratification and not being interested in Krishna, hardly anyone is interested in spiritual life. And of those who even begin to follow the Vedic practices, which is the beginning of human life, then most are not interested in understanding the spiritual message of the Vedas. If someone who's following the Vedic injunctions, they're a very elevated person compared to those who are not. But mostly those who follow the Vedic injunctions do so because they think, if I follow this, I'll go to the heavenly planets and I can enjoy better. So they're also materialistic. And after considering that, after all, what is this? Going to the heavenly planets, and then that means by following the Vedic injunctions, Tetam Bhutva Swarga Lokam Vishala Kshine Punya Martya Lokam Vishala. You go up, you do some sacrifices, you go up, you enjoy, you come back again. And Evam Trai Dharma Anuprapana Gata Gatam Kama Kama Anabhante. Simply coming and going. What is the value of this? So when someone becomes actually a little intelligent, he begins to think, what is the value of this? And such a person, then he comes to the point of Brahma Jignyasa, Athato Brahma Jignyasa. After having been through all the Karma Kanda section of the Vedas, and going up and down and up and down and up and down for many lifetimes, someone may be interested in understanding the spiritual message of the Vedas, which is particularly in the Upanishads. He comes from being a Karmi to becoming a Jnani. But still, even though he's understood, yes, we should become interested in spiritual life, but still the basic disease is there of envy of Krishna. Why are we in this material world? Because we are envious of Krishna. Ichha dvesa samuttena dvandva mohena bhavata sarva bhutani sammoham sarve antivaranta. Due to envy of Krishna, which is transformed into material desires, we are born in this material world. So even if someone begins to understand that actually material life is miserable, even if you go to the heavenly planets, it's miserable, simply miserable. Indra is as miserable as the worm in stool. Indra and Indra go. Good karma is to become Indra. Bad karma is to become Indra go. But it's all miserable. So when someone has realized that, he may endeavor to become free from birth and death by studying the Upanishads. But because his disease of envy of Krishna is still there, he doesn't even begin to understand that my real goal of life is Krishna. And that actually all these Vedas, they're simply meant for understanding Krishna. Vedaischasaraham eva vedyaha. All the Vedas are simply meant for understanding Krishna. But hardly anyone can begin to understand that. Therefore, bahunam jamanamam jnanavamam prapadati vasudeva saramati samahatmana sudurva. Such a person is very rare. Such a person who is beyond the platform of simply gross sense gratification, he's beyond the platform of regulated sense gratification according to the Varnashram system. He comes even beyond the platform of studying the knowledge section of the Vedas and actually understands that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and therefore surrenders to Krishna. Such a person is very, very rare. So how will one surrender to Krishna? One has to understand how great is Krishna. That I am very small. I am thinking, Ishvaraham aham bhogi. I am the controller. I am the enjoyer. But when by studying especially the Vaishnava literatures, which are the topmost section of the Vedas, then one can understand, actually, I am not the controller, I am not the enjoyer. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is. So such a person is very rare, a Vaishnava, who surrenders to Krishna. And generally the Vaishnavas, they surrender to Krishna with faith in the Lord's direction in Bhagavad Gita. that Sarvadhaman Paritya Jamam Ekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tvam Sarvapapim Moksha Yishanam Shuncha. I'm saying generally, I'll go on to explain that, that you'll find in most of the Vaishnava Sampradayas, the four Vaishnava Sampradayas, they want to surrender to Krishna, thinking that by doing so, Krishna will deliver us, he promises, he will deliver us from all sinful reactions. Now, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing with Ramananda Rai about sadhya sadhana tattva, what is the goal of life and how to attain it? So Ramananda Rai offered various Vaishnav answers to this query, beginning with Vana Ashrama Charavata Purusha Netra Kunam Vishnu Aradhyate Pankha Nanya Tatto Shakaranam. He first of all offered that everyone should follow the Vana Ashram system and worship Krishna, worship Vishnu. This is the only way to satisfy the Lord. This is from the Vishnu Purana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected, this is external. Simply performing one's duties and worshipping the Lord, this doesn't constitute the essence of spiritual life. So Ramananda Rai gave various ideas and he came to the point of saying, Sarvadhaman Parityajya Mame Kam Sharanam Raja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Yishami Mashucha, which is Krishna's topmost instruction in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvagu Hyatamam Bhuya Shunume Paramam Vachaha. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, now I'm going to offer you the topmost instruction. Now I'm going to offer you the topmost instruction, my most confidential instruction, which Krishna says is to surrender to me and I will deliver you. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this from Ramananda Rai, maybe anyone could stop moving around and just sit down and listen. It's like a traffic, it's like a railway station. Just kind of sit down and listen. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard this, topmost instruction of Krishna is in Bhagavad Gita. Now we have to consider that Bhagavad Gita, this is spoken by Krishna himself, it constitutes the most confidential part of the Vedas. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard this, he said, Eho bhagya, age kaha. This is external. Tell me something more. So how is that? That what Krishna, his topmost instruction for the conditioned souls, that he spoke Bhagavad Gita, which is the essence of all the Upanishads. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, rejected this instruction. Not exactly rejected, but he said it doesn't constitute the essence. It is external. So please, you should say something. There is more than this. So let us consider this is quite revolutionary if we consider that all the Vaishnava Sampradayas and teachings. You see, Krishna has said this. This is Bhagavad Gita. Surrender to Krishna. Krishna will deliver you. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't accept. This is not good enough. There's got to be more than this. So why is that? Because Krishna speaking to Arjuna representing all the conditioned souls, is saying that you take shelter of me and I will deliver you. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's consideration was that actually the real goal of life is to develop our love for Krishna. And love for Krishna means to serve Krishna. Especially the service Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach, Raja Bhakti, which means service to Krishna without any expectation of any kind of return from Krishna. Now, if we consider that, alright, I'll surrender to Krishna and Krishna will deliver me from material existence, it's still somewhat of an exchange that Krishna says, you do this, and you do this for me, you surrender to me, and I will deliver you. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that Mama Janmani Janmani Shware Bhavata Bhakti Rahaita Kitanya. That my dear Lord, I simply want to serve you even if I have to get repeated births and deaths. In other words, he has no demand from Krishna. He's not thinking, what will I get from it? Now the conditioned souls, they're in a very precarious position, always falling into repeated birth and death. So the Lord is, Lord Krishna is teaching them that yes, you should get out of this condition. You want your own benefit. You want what is best for you. So I'm telling you what is best for you. That you surrender to me, I will deliver you. And I am the Supreme Lord, He has established that in Bhagavad Gita, I am quite competent to deliver you. But what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach was on a completely different platform altogether. That the conditioned souls, they are so much small-minded. They can only think of their own benefit in terms of getting liberated from this material world, and they should understand that God is very great and we should surrender to Him and give up our conception of thinking ourselves very great. But this is not actually the constitutional position of the jiva, which is to serve Krishna in love. And what is love actually? Love really begins where awe and reverence finishes. Love is when one simply wants to please the other person without wanting anything back from them. And of course, a lovable person is a person who will reciprocate. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach, and particularly he came to teach about the highest platform of love. That Ramya Kachit Vraja Vadhu Upasana. What is that? Ramya Kachit Upasana Vraja Vadhu Vargena Yar Kalpita. He came to teach, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach that the topmost method of worship of Krishna is that which is conceived of by the gopis of Vrindavan. And especially among all the gopis, Srimati Radharani, she is the topmost because she is the topmost in serving Krishna. Now, this is a very curious thing. Because we'll hardly find the name of Radha mentioned anywhere in Shastra. In Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the topmost of all Vedic literatures, which is specifically meant to teach about love of Krishna beyond awe and reverence, actual love. And the very symbol of that love for Krishna is Srimati Radharani, but her name is not directly mentioned. So that's why, actually, to understand what is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, what is, of course, the Bhagavatam can be appreciated on different levels, but Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he commented that a person may read all the 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, but on doing so, if they don't find Radharani there, or they don't understand that this is all simply meant for glorification of Radharani, then they didn't understand the Bhagavatam at all. In other words, he's saying that in other sampradayas, they may be, of course, not that they're not understand, they understand, but the deep message of Bhagavatam, or the most intrinsic message of Bhagavatam, is meant for glorifying Radharani's love of Krishna. So that was revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Other Vaishnava, there are so many Vaishnava commentators, but what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach, that is so subtle, it's not that it's not there, it's there in every verse and every syllable of Bhagavad Gita. But it requires the acharya to teach that, and actually no one but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could teach that, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Radharani. It's very difficult to understand. Actually, it's very difficult to understand Krishna. First of all, it's very difficult to understand that there's a God. It's not difficult, but because everyone in this material world is a fool and a rascal, therefore it's difficult. And then to understand that God is the Supreme Person. Even those people who say, yes, I believe in God, mostly they don't accept the Supreme Person. And then even to understand the Supreme Person, who he is, mostly people accept, those who are followers of the Vedic literature, they'll accept Vishnu, Narayana, because he's very grand and powerful. And it doesn't seem that Krishna is supreme. It seems he must be an incarnation of Narayan, because Narayan is very grand and Krishna is just playing a flute and running behind some cows. So he can't be God. Even Brahma thought that. He thought that God must be Narayan and Krishna, who is this? So to understand that the topmost feature of God is not that he's simply some big boss or very grand, but that the essence of his godness is his sweetness and his love, and to him, to us, because we are in this conception of I should be the controller. Therefore we see Narayan as supreme. But for God himself, that he is the supreme isn't very important to him. He simply wants to love. He wants to exchange love with his devotees. So it's very difficult to understand unless this is taught to us by those who have that love. And especially the love of Radha for Krishna, even Krishna himself doesn't understand it. It is so great that Krishna himself takes the position of Radharani as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand that, and then he thinks, this is so wonderful, I should distribute this, others should understand. Not that anyone can understand, not that it's possible to understand, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to preach that this is such a wonderful thing. You think that Sita Ram, that is wonderful, yes. Prahlad Narsingha, that is wonderful. Yes, all these stories are there in Bhagavatam. Just to bring us to the point of saying, you see, how wonderful is this? How wonderful? How wonderful is Dhruva Maharaj, his bhakti? How wonderful is Prahlad Maharaj? Then, having seen this, how wonderful? And then we come to Vrindavan, where the bhakti is on such a level that we go up and up and up and up to this level and beyond, far beyond imagination, even of the Vaikuntha Vasis. So who could explain this? Who is going to explain this? Who's going to distribute this? Who has got the power to do so? Only Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No one else can do this. Radha Mahima Prema Rasa Shima Jagate Janatoke. No one else but he can do this. Madhura Brinda Bipina Madhuri Pravesha Chaturi Shah. And Vrindavan, the very essence of Vrindavan is its sweetness. Now we've heard the descriptions. Vrindavan is a very charming place with nice birds and trees and Govardhan Hill and Yamuna River and the sound of Krishna's flute and the dust from the hooves of the cows being thrown up. It's a very sweet and charming place. But we may say that, yes, there are so many places like that. There are many nice places on this earth. There are many beautiful, picturesque spots. There are many nice country getaways. There are many beautiful places. But Vrindavan's charm is not simply, yes, it is that the we turn off all the cell phones. The charm of Vrindavan is not simply the it is the gently blowing wind, the trees, the cows, but that this is condensed Satchidanand. This is not on the material platform. It is not simply a place for relaxation of the mind that has become overly stressed from life in the cities. Vrindavan is not such a place. But Vrindavan is a place of condensed sweetness. Krishna himself is the very embodiment of all sweetness. And that the sweetness of Krishna and his loving exchanges with his devotees, that is the sweetness which makes up Vrindavan. So the gardens and forest groves of Vrindavan, they are the places of so many sweet and charming activities of Krishna with the gopis, cowherd boyfriends. But to understand this and enter into this, that is the topmost platform of all intelligence and expertise. Generally, if we see someone in this material world, they're very intelligent, they're very expert, we admire them. But the topmost intelligence and expertise is required to understand that this is anything in this material world, it is not for our actual benefit. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Ramananda Rai, when Ramananda Rai suggested so many different processes, Aage kahoa, aage kahoa, aage kahoa, there must be more, tell me more. And even when Ramananda Rai came to the point of saying that we should perform pure devotional service to Krishna without any personal desire, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Eha hoy, yes, this is correct, but aage kahoa, tell me more. There's always more. How to go further and further into the mellows of loving Krishna. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special gift, which is so fine and so wonderful. Who can understand this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this, but who can understand? It's only by his mercy that we can understand. Boroja jubatiya bhavera bhakati shakati hoita. This, for us who are bound up in this material world by so many material desires and petty desires. We desire, I should get money, I should be famous. Very foolish and silly little desires. Not understanding that what is the emotional, devotional feelings of the gopis for Krishna. We are thinking it's very important. I should get a crore of rupees. I should become famous. I should be very healthy. But all of these things are absolutely insignificant compared to the loving feelings, especially of the gopis for Krishna. So who can explain this, and who can understand this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he not only explains this, but he gives us the mercy by which we can understand it. Otherwise we're so, so far away from this. We can't even begin to understand it. We can hardly even begin to understand that our real interest in life is to understand God, let alone understanding the Supreme Lord's intimate pastimes. So therefore, Vasugosh sings, Gao Gao Punar, Gaurangera Guna Sharala Karyaman. Sing again and again the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, keeping one's mind very simple. We shouldn't think that because this is the topmost subject, that we can understand it through our brain power. This is far beyond any brain power to understand. This is far more advanced subject matter than your nuclear physics or whatever subject we can imagine is very advanced in this material world. It's not to be understood by the brain, not to be to be understood by the intelligence, but not by the material intelligence. By the intelligence which is very simple. What does that mean, simple? The devotee is supposed to be simple. What does that mean, simple? Well, one meaning can mean that he lives very simply. He doesn't collect all kinds of useless paraphernalia. Lives a very simple and not very ostentatious life. But simple actually means the attitude of simply accepting Krishna. That my understanding is not very complex. It means to have faith that I'm very tiny, Krishna is very great, so let me surrender to him. Very simple consciousness, not complicated, not at every step asking this question, that question, not believing this thing. Of course, it's not that a devotee should be foolish, he should also try to understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. But we should understand that if we can't understand something about the philosophy, it's not that there's something wrong with the philosophy, but it means that our understanding is incomplete. That is the faith of a devotee. He doesn't think, oh, you see, I didn't understand. That means there's something wrong with the philosophy. No, there's something wrong with our understanding. That is the faith of the devotee. So, Sharala Karyaman, make the mind very simple. Then we can begin to understand Krishna. Then we can receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dhane, jane, pandite, krishnere, nahipa. Keval bhaktir vash, Chaitanya vash. It's not by money that we can impress or buy God. We shouldn't think if I spend 50 lakhs of rupees to make some special yajna that I can satisfy God. It's not simply by collecting many followers. If we think I shall become a famous speaker and everyone will say jai to me. So many people may say jai, but maybe Krishna, he won't be saying jai. He won't be impressed. Or we may think I will learn every shloka in the Srimad Bhagavatam. We cannot conquer God by our intelligence or our money or any display. Of course, if you learn the Shloka Bhagavatam, that's nice. I'm not saying we shouldn't. But if we think that by doing so, that is our qualification to understand God, then we have misunderstood. Because Krishna, he's interested to see what is our heart, whether we actually have devotion to him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave, simply by the chanting of the holy names, the process to develop that highest love of Krishna. That means not exactly that we can think I will become like Radha in relationship to Krishna. But the aim of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas is to serve Radha and Krishna. That is the aim of the Vaishnavas. That's why in our temples we always have Radha Krishna. Not Krishna alone. Of course, Krishna is always with Radha. He's never separated from her. But sometimes he appears to be separated, just like Krishna goes outside Vrindavan. Or even in Vrindavan, sometimes it appears that Krishna is separated from Radha. But of course, this is very high topics, but this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So we should understand this. Why are we chanting Hare Krishna? Then why should we follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Well, one answer is that his process is very easy and very pleasing. Parama Karuna Pam Dvijanandhitai Gaura Chandra Sabhavata Sarasha Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Lochan Das, another great devotee, has described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they are the essence of all incarnations because the process they've given is simply joyful and easy. Nothing difficult and nothing complicated. And anyone in any condition of life, they can take it up immediately and become purified. Generally it's considered, if we're following the Varnashram system, that one has to become very pious and then he can take birth as a Brahmana, then he can worship the Lord and chant Vedic mantras, and he can go on to become more purified. So Brahmana is considered very pure. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, which are of the essence of bhakti, they say that whatever condition you're in, even if one is completely sinful in previous lives, if he takes to Krishna bhakti by chanting the names of Krishna, then whatever your previous situation may be, you can immediately come up, Krishna will accept you. So that is one aspect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this nice, easy process. But we also have to consider what is the benefit of chanting Hare Krishna. Sometimes some devotees in India used to say to our Western devotees that, oh, it's very nice you're chanting Hare Krishna, it's good. In your next life you can be born in a Brahmin family and be a pujari in the temple in India. At Radharaman temple, this one pujari said this to some of our Western ISKCON devotees, who then went back to Prabhupada and they told Prabhupada at Krishna Balaram temple and told Prabhupada that, you see, the pujari said that, you see, you're chanting Hare Krishna very nicely. As a result of this, in your next life you may be born in a Brahmin family and you can worship the deity as we are doing. So Prabhupada said you should go back and tell him that you are worshipping the very deity very nicely. As a result of this, you may be lucky enough to be born in the Western countries in your next life, and you can preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. Actually, it's an impious birth in the Western countries, but if you can get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you leapfrog past all the other stages. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this process of chanting Hare Krishna, which is very easy. It's very available to all, therefore he's the most merciful. But consider what is the result of chanting Hare Krishna, that by chanting Hare Krishna, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can come to this very topmost platform of Krishna consciousness. Beyond even the rules and regulations of deity worship, of course we worship the deities according to rules and regulations. We don't artificially think that now I've come to the highest platform. But we should know that this chanting will lead us to the topmost platform. This is the goal, to enter into the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. Now we have to be very careful not to artificially think that, oh, I'm qualified for this. We should always think how to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare dekho tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Amar aggai guru hoyat tara idesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, preach this Krishna consciousness, Krishna upadesh, Bhagavad Gita. Become a guru, deliver others. So we should follow the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we should also know that by his mercy, by this chanting and dancing and preaching and taking Krishna prasadam, this will lead us to the highest goal, which is to serve Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Therefore, Vasu Ghosh sings, Eibhava Shagare Emana Dayala Nadekiri Hajam. Therefore, if we consider in the whole universe, this world of birth and death, who is the most merciful? We cannot find anyone more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he gave the easiest process to the greatest number of people, which leads to the topmost goal, and it's simply joyful. From the very beginning, it's simply joyful. So, Vasu Ghosh continues that, yes, these are the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But I didn't, he's taking the humble position, he says, I didn't chant the names of Gauranga. I didn't do so. How am I living? The devotee never thinks that, yes, I'm very advanced. Even though Vasudev Ghosh has compiled so many songs, wonderful songs in glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, thinking, I didn't glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I didn't do anything. How am I still living in this wretched condition? So he says that Brahma, the creator of this material world, he has created my heart out of stone. Why has he done this? He has made my heart out of stone. The devotee's heart should be very soft. But Vasugosh says that my heart is simply made of stone because I have no love. So this is a dilemma in devotional service, that a devotee, as he advances in Krishna consciousness, he thinks, actually I have no love for Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself used to say that, actually I have no love for Krishna. And then others will say, when we see you crying, he said, no, that's just out of show. If I actually had love for Krishna, then I couldn't even stay alive. Because not getting Krishna, I should simply die. But this, actually, we don't have any time left, but this song, this encapsulates what is the greatness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come to teach that which even in the Vedas we can hardly find, because the Vedas, they give knowledge of Krishna to the conditioned souls, but even the Vedas themselves, they mostly can't understand the intimate pastimes of Krishna, therefore they hardly describe them. This knowledge is practical. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach, it is the ultimate message of the Vedas, but you'll hardly find it in the Vedas. Who can understand? The Vedas are only meant for describing Krishna. But out of respect for Krishna and out of our inability to properly understand Krishna, they don't deal very much with the intimate affairs of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't preach openly to everybody, but he would preach about these matters, but he would ask everyone to chant Hare Krishna, and he would explain to everyone that we are servants of Krishna. And then when his devotees became more advanced, or those who were his intimate devotees, he would discuss these points with them. Well, I think I'm going to have to finish here. Hare Krishna. So please go on and you get this Chaitanya Charitamrita and study this. Human life is short. We don't have much time. We don't know when it will come to an end, but we're just trying to understand what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift to the world. That especially we'll find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's so beautifully described. What are the pastimes and what is the mission, what is the message of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Hare Krishna. Sure, I mean, I know that.
But we got our
time. Okay, you have to know.
We don't take too long.
Put the camera up here. Please hold on for a while. Anybody has any questions? I think it sets up. We'll have Gaura Aarti. And then everybody can have prasadam from Maharaj, some bananas. And by going out, you can pick up your prasadam pack. Either you can offer to drink it or take it as a pack. That is the prasad for today. And today, we are all fasting like Ekadasi. Those who are fasting today, who have been totally fasting till sunset, and who are still waiting to have prasad, can you just lift your hand, those who are fasting today?
Jai, so many, good.
Thank you very much. And we'll have Gaura Aarti now as soon as it's coming up. We'll have an aarti and then you can come forward and accept prasad from Maharaj.
You're saying if they wanted to ask any questions?
Any questions? Any questions?
Okay, no questions, so chant Hare Krishna. You can start, I have to go to the bathroom. Or you can go on.
At the end of the program, after you've also accepted bananas from Maharaj, when you're walking out,